The lineup this rainy Sunday evening at a Lexington Night Spot includes music by the Black Eyed Peas, Katy Perry, and Lady Gaga.
I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't hide yourself in regret, just love yourself and you're set. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way.
It's not an all-star benefit concert that's lost its way, it's J-String, a combination of Lexington cellist Jacob Yates and Broadway actress Jessica Hendy. Much of their summer last year was spent putting their own spin on some of pop music's biggest hits.
You know, I've done pop music with guitar and piano, and I've sung plenty of weddings, and I've had a few karaoke nights as well. But never with a cello, and that's why it's like just so fun, because it's just different.
Hendy, who is based in Cincinnati, and Yates, who's a student at the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music, met while working on the musical Next to Normal. The inspiration for their collaboration came while Yates sought shelter for his cello from a hot July day.
I went over to her air-conditioned house. My apartment was not air-conditioned. And then by 8 o'clock that night, we had the idea to film a Lady Gaga song, Edge of Glory. And then by 12, we recorded it on her iPhone and put it on YouTube.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone.
We had a lot of friends immediately share the video on their walls. So we were like, oh, well, that's cool. And it just got a lot of attention right away. I mean, it didn't go viral or anything, yeah. But like for us, it got a lot of attention. So it was fun.
They had a hit. Hendy and Yates decided to build on that success, covering two of the biggest hits of the summer. Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe, and One Direction's You Don't Know You're Beautiful. Yates and Hendy had an act. They just needed a name.
J String is, obviously, my name's a J, and Jacob is a J, and we are the only band instrument is the string instrument. And it's kind of like G String and sex sells, so...
But the Randy duo, Say and Agent, proposed a wide variety of names before they found a winner. One, Hendy clearly enjoys.
By the time this night is over, you're all going to be like, Cello Kitty. I kind of like Cello Kitty. Cello Kitty. Just wait. Just let it sink in. Get in your bones a little bit. Let's do a little Taylor Swift.
J-String really hadn't contemplated a live performance until they recorded a video at Newport's Thompson House. The owner liked what he heard and approached them about putting together a set. For Yates' mom, Suzetta Yates, it was no surprise her classically trained son gravitated toward pop music.
He had always been a pop music fan, yeah. And he followed everything on YouTube and what people were doing, and yeah, he's always been a fan.
Where the act goes from this wintertime show, J-String's partners can't say. Yates is a sophomore at the Cincinnati Conservatory, and Hendy has musical theater obligations. But they do plan to make more videos and hope to book a New York date this summer.
Yeah, we're just hoping like that one person hears us or sees us and is able to like help us do whatever we need to do next to take us to the next level, whatever that is, you know.
Until then, J-String will continue to create its own variations on the pop charts. For WEKU News, I'm Rich Copley.